dice ed abbiamo buon.
DJW4FHJ.
Still waiting on me?
Well, it's no big thing. I missed you. You made a comment the other night that you're still thinking about me or something like that. And I wanted to call you back, but, you know, not during that time. And just tell you, don't worry about that. I still would like for you to do that if you can, but I'm saying don't even worry about the any pressure whatsoever. Don't worry about that. That's what I meant to call you about.
Well, it's just it's a little on the difficult side now, but it'll be a whole lot easier after the 15th of next month, because that's when I stop working, at least for somebody else. I'll be working for myself a little bit, but that I can adjust. I'll be able to get outside during the daytime and stuff like that now. I'm doing a little bit of that now as I taper down from working all the time, like not being there. You know, I've transferred duties over to another person, and I'm not being as accessible as I used to be to everybody.
Yeah, I got you. My goodness. I didn't know that you were actually working for somebody else. I thought it was all your own consulting or whatever in the computer business. I never knew exactly what you did. That's too high for me. I can't attain to it. Oh, so there you go. Yeah, I've been having a lot of fun with my outside setup, you know, in my tent, and been running on emergency power. Don't have to. I can switch over just by plugging and unplugging over to Duke, and once in a while I do that, but usually I'm on my generator. Stand by just a sec. I got a traffic situation. Hold on.
JW, standing by.
I'm out of it now. I'm over in West Greenville doing a service call. I might go 2 weeks without any work at all, and all of a sudden I got 3 service calls today. So I just did the second one, and now at about 1 o'clock I need to be over at another one to put in a radio, a cell reporting for security system. He's on internet, but internet fails too often. So there you go. Incidentally, let me say this. This may have an impact on what we're talking about your coming over. Let me rekey the repeater. A G5RV up, but my tent is about 80 or 90 feet from it. And as you know, that G5RV has about a 32-foot ladder line coming down. So what I've done, in fact, just yesterday, I ordered a 65-foot length of coax from the wireman. And I'm going to let that ladder line kind of, instead of being vertical, it come on off to the side. Stretch toward my tent, and with a 65-foot coax screwed onto the not isolator, but the other thing, balun. I ought to be able to use that, so it might be that I won't even need anything else so far as HF antenna.
It'll work. I've done that before when I was short on coax, but it's not as omnidirectional. that vertical section of twin lead acts kind of like another radiator and receiver antenna as well. And if you change it a little bit to an angle, if you lean it a little bit, then you know it's going to be a little bit like a sloper. But that's okay. It could work to your advantage or it could work to your disadvantage. But I don't think it's going to hurt anything drastically unless there is a particular station that you talk to all the time in a particular location and you lean it away from that guy and the takeoff angle doesn't line up with him.
So I don't have any particular location or station in mind that I would communicate with, just generally, you know, and usually all I'm interested in, I don't care anything for DX. I just like local IQ, and that's, you know, within the state, upstate or whatever. So we'll see. They said my coax would be ready today. Of course, I can't get up there today, but I can get it tomorrow. So in the next day or so, the time will tell. We'll see what happens.
Determine it. Just do it and see what happens, and then adjust it as needed. That's I've found that works better than just about anything. And you never know, you may stumble across something that works really good. I was getting ready to get onto the net where Robert was calling it last night, and I was on 40 meters. I'd switched over, oh, I don't know, maybe 30 minutes before that from 20 meters to 40 meters. No, from 10 meters to 40 meters. And I just checked in on it before the net. 4 minutes after the net, it made a contact with a station in Thailand. That's all the way around the world. That's all the way on the opposite side of the earth. I was, wow. I've only had that like 3 or 4 times since I've been a ham radio operator.
My goodness. Yeah, that happened to me one time. I got Australia years and years ago. And that was exciting to me at the time. Oh, my goodness. Well, something else I was going to say, and I forgot what in the world it was. But anyway, talking about HF antennas, I think it's pretty much all been vertical, but it's not worth a hoot nanny on 75 meters. I can load it up with the antenna tuner. I load it up, but there's so much noise, atmospheric noise, until can't do much with it. And it might work better on 40, but anyway, I want to use this G5RV in the meantime, I think. Did I lose you?
Guys came out of Goodwill. I was waiting on them and they came out, so I had to jump out while you were talking. So I missed the last part of what you were saying.
I'm not sure I even knew. Might have been about the G5RV. Hold on, I've got a little bit of a traffic situation here. I think I'm cleared of it now. I don't even know what I was talking about. Couldn't have been anything important, David. Okay, well, let me let you go. Good talking with you. I appreciate everything, and I'll see you on the net tonight, I guess. Over.
I'll let you know if anything opens up and I get to come over there sooner than when I get to quit working. I'm at the brake clips now. I got to get my ears lowered. So, good talking to you. Catch you on the net tonight. W4DJW.
Roger that, W4FHJ out.